Today's shir is Masechtas Zvachim Daf Zayin. We will begin in Beis Rosh Hashem's Baruch and Daf Vav Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom. In our previous shir, Gemara had introduced a new concept, and that is the concept of Kabbanos Tzibah Sakin Moshkos on Lama Shehein. Then when we speak about Kabban Tzibah, only when they're actually slaughtered is their designation a designation, which is another way of saying Lay Bezdin Masna. And the Bezdin makes a t'nai that the Kedusha doesn't happen to this carbon until they want it to happen. It says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Yitzchak Brei Rapapa. Rav Yitzchak, the son of Shmuel, said to Rapapa, Mi Islay Rav Shimon. Does Rav Shimon agree to the concept of Lay Bezdin Masna Layim? Vam Rav Idi Bar Avin, Amar Rav Amram, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Yoichran. Taught us the following halacha: Kifsei Tmidim Shlosuchu. The Tmidim Shlosuchu Letzibur. We know that every day two kvasim are brought for carbon tamid, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. The money for these kabanis come from the machzah shekel. It's tzibur funds. But the halacha machzah shekel is that all the kabanis tzibur from last year's Machzah Shekel are bought till Rosh Chodesh Nissan. On Rosh Chodesh Nissan, they begin using Kabbanis from the new Machzah Shekel. But also, we learn in Masecht Erechin that they always had six animals prepared in the Lishkas HaTloim. Two of them were taken to be used for that day's Karban Tamid, and they brought two new ones into the room. And then they continue doing so, having the supply. Now we come to the last day of Adar. So we take two animals that are there, and we don't replace them with two others. So in Rosh Chodesh Nissan, we have a total of four animals that are in that room. And we have a real dilemma with those four animals. They have become Kodesh. They've been made Kodesh because they're needed for the kabbanis on one hand, but on the other hand, they can't be used because they're from last year's money. So the halacha is that Amar Yitzchak Amar Rabbi Yochanan to meet them shloihut shchol tzibur. We have these four extra animals that were already designated for the carbon tzibur. The divrei of Shimon, according to Rav Shimon, ain niftan tamimim. The halacha is, we've said this halacha, and this is halacha that comes up very often in this masechta. The Rav Shimon, who doesn't subscribe to the concept of Lay Bezdin Masna Layim, and Lay Bezdin Masna Layim would say that they don't become Kaddish until they're needed, but he says as soon as they're put into that room, they are indeed Kaddish. So what do we do with them? So they have the Kaddush on them. And what he says is that we can't redeem them, because the halacha is we're not allowed to redeem a healthy animal. So what he suggests is done is that they are used for oilus kesem mizbeach, as we're going to often discuss. They never wanted that the mizbeach should be left open without any kabbanis. And therefore, if there's ever a time that something like that happens, they have animals prepared to use for that purpose. That's what Rav Shimon says is done. According to the Chachamim, who subscribe to the concept of Lay Bezdin Masna Layim, so what happens is they originally were never designated for full Kedusha. And what the designation was really was that in case a situation will come up where they're going to need this, they're not going to need this animal, they never became Kaddish. And since they never became Kaddish, and the way to explain it is there are two levels of Kedusha. There's Kedushas Damim and Kedushas Mizbeach. And these animals only got the lower level Kedusha, which is Kedushas Damim. And the halach is that Kedushas Damim can be redeemed, even though it's still a healthy animal. And that's what's going to happen. They're going to be poided, these animals. And afterwards, they're going to buy actually animals And the Rishonim will explain, this concept will come up. They'll buy back these very animals, but now they're being bought with this year's money, and therefore it's fine to use them for this year's Kabbanim. But what do we see from here? That Rav Shimon, as we just explained, does not subscribe to the concept of Lei Bezdin Masna Lehem. So we go back to what we discussed in our previous year, that when the two animals were designated for the Kabbanis on Yontif, we said that the second designation is really not a designation we discussed in that shir. And the reason we said it's not considered designation is because Lei Bezdin Masna Lehem, it's a kedusha, this is a carbon tzibur, and therefore it doesn't become kaddish until it's actually brought. But that's not true according to Rav Shimon. Void, says the Gemara, even if we'll explain that the two animals were not designated at the same time, and therefore they weren't designated at the same time, and that's why the second animal is going to be able to be mechaper for any tumas that happened between the bringing of the first carbon to and the bringing of the second carbon, we could still, says the Gemara, the question that we had was, can a carbon oila be effective for forgiving a mitzvah say that was violated after the animal was designated? Says the Gemara, Boy Minai Rav Yirmiyahu Rav Zeira, Siri Atzeres, the carbon chatus of Atzeres, she kibol dam b'shtei kaisis, each animal had a kabol stam in a separate cup, v'nizrik dam my Shalrishon, and the first Zrikistam took place. So now the question is, Shene Lamuba, what is the purpose of doing Zrikistam on the set from the second animal? There was no time between the Shchit of the first animal and the Shchit of the second animal. So if there was no time, as we said in our previous year, there's no one that suggests that after the zrika of a carbon, the carbon could be effective. And after the shchita of the carbon could be effective. So if now the shchita took place, and that was mechaper everything, that it's supposed to be mechaper, what's the point of doing the second one? Says the Gemara, Al tumah she'ira ben zrika shel zeh zel zeh. We'll have to say that there was that's there between the two zrikas. So we see a very bechidish that not only does the carbon have the ability to be mechaper, but it could even be mechaper after the shechita. Because here we're saying that whatever took place between the two zrikas, that means the shechita of both animals already took place, but since there was no zrika of the second animal, that animal could be mechaper for anything that happened until that moment. Says the Gemara, as we said a moment ago, at Kalam Kamboile, everything that we've been discussing in our shiur is only if as ela asay del achashchit ela in the case that was before asay del achashchita. Avel asay del achafrosha lo kamboile. It seems that it's certainly going to be effective. Now we're talking about after shchita. Says the Gemara, Dilma, that's not a question. The way to understand it is as follows. First, we had a question, if an animal was designated, can it be effective after the afrosha? And now we're learning that if maybe it's only effective on what was there before the designation of the second animal, and says the Gemara, even if you'll say that it is effective for whatever happens, even after the designation, so now the Gemara says, I have a new question. Will it be effective for anything that happens after the Shechita, before the Zrika? And Rav Zeira responded that will be effective as well, as long as, even if it happened after the Shechita, as long as it happened before the Zrika. Itmar. Begins the Gemara. Taidus Shashak L'Shem Taidus Chavera. If somebody brought a carbon taida, but he had in mind not for the person that the Kohen did not have a mind for the person who brought that carbon taidah, but rather for someone else. Says the Gemara, Rav Amar Ksheira, Rav says it's okay, it's kosher, there's no concern of Shinu Kodesh. Rav Chisda Amar Psula, Rav Chisda says there's a problem of Shinu Kodesh. What about Shinu Bailim? So Rishonim said that when is it considered Shinu Bailim? Shinu Bailim is in a case where somebody brought Reuven's carbon, bringing it, recognizing that it's Reuven's carbon, but he wants that Shimon should have a kapara with it. Here, we're talking about a very different case, says Rashi. Here, we're talking about a case where two people who brought their carbon taida, and Reuven's taida was brought on in the name of Shimon. So Rav Chisda says that since these kabbonis are brought for two different people, since it's brought for two different people, that's not the case of Shinui Bailim. The other Achroinim explain that when is it considered a case of Taidus Chaveroi, it's only when both of them chayv a carbon Taida. But let's say the person who they had in mind was not chayv a carbon Taida, such that would not be that would be considered Shinui Bailim. The reason over here it's not considered Shinui Bailim is because they're both chayiv a carbon taida, and therefore the issue is not an issue of Shinui Bailim. The issue is only Shinui Kodesh. But Tosfos adds a very interesting point. Tosfos says if the issue were Shinui Bailim, that for Shinui Bailim, it wouldn't be concern. The only reason it's a concern is because it's a situation of Shinui Kodesh. And now we have a Machloikus, Rabbi Rav Chisda, how to view this situation. And the Gemara explains, Rav Amikshera, Toid L'Shem Toid Neshchata. It was, even though it was brought for somebody else's carbon Toida, it doesn't make a difference. It's still considered a carbon taida. Rechizdam psula shum taida. Rechizdam psula shalashum taida da nishchad binin. When we bring a carbon taida is like a carbon shlamim. And the Torah says, when it speaks about carbon shlamim, zevach taida shlamim. And therefore, it has to be for the person who brought, the carbon, but not for somebody else. Amarava. So Rava says, from where do I take that it's not a problem? The Tanya. The Pasuk says by Karbon Taidam, Ubisar Zavach Taidah Shlomo B'yoy Makriva Zivcha, Abchanan M'shem Rabbe Lezer, Bola Lemet, Taidah Sheshacht L'Shem Shlomim. If a Taidah was brought and they had in mind that it's a Karbon Shlomim, it's Kshera. However, Shlomim Sheshacht L'Shem Taidah Psulim. Immediately asked the Gemara Mahefesh Ben Zelaza, why is the halach if you brought a taida and had a mind shlomim, it's okay, but not vice versa? Answers the Gemara, taida kruya shlomim, because a carbon taida is called a shlomim. So therefore, when you bring a carbon taida and you have in mind the carbon, you have in mind a carbon shlomim, that's acceptable, but ain't shlomim kruya taida. Says the Gemara, shlomim, what do we see from here? Shlomim l'shem taida. If you brought a carbon shlomim and you had in mind that it's a carbon shlomim, that's when you have a problem. A taida l'shem taida. But if you brought the taida and you had in mind that it should be a carbon taida, then it's taida l'shem taida is kshera. My laugh, wasn't that, presumably, what does that mean when we say the taida was brought l'shem taida? Mean that he brought for somebody else's carbon taida. And that's exactly the discussion that we're having. Loi, it's talking about where somebody was obligated to bring two carbon taidas. As we're going to be discussing, there are many reasons why somebody has to bring a carbon taida. And what happened over here was that this person, for example, traveled on the sea, and he also was released from prison, because as the Gemara Masechta Bechorah says, the four people that have to bring a carbon taida, Yordai Yam, people that travel the sea, Halcha Midbaros, they travel through the Midbar, Misha Yechav and the Srapa, or Misha Yechav is based on Asurim V'yotza. All these people have to bring a carbon tied up, and this person had two reasons to bring a carbon tied up, and they got mixed up. Then it's okay, but not for somebody else. So Agamar just said, Toidah Shnishchad Hashem Shlomim Ksheira. And the reason, as we explained, because the Toirak Doshu calls a Toidah Shlomim. So the question that the Achroinim debate is, what does that mean? Is that to mean that it's not considered Shinu Kodesh? And when you bring a Toidah L'Shem Shlomim, it's a perfect carbon Toidah? Or does it mean it gets the halacha of being a carbon shlomim? There would be many nafkaminas. One nafkamina would obviously be the different halachas that apply to a carbon toida than to a carbon shlomim. That would be one nafkamina. The other nafkamina is, if this person owes a carbon toida, will he be able to bring it, or does he have to bring a carbon toida instead, because this carbon is just not considered, it's not possible, but it's not considered as if he brought a carbon toida, says the Gemara. So according to this, Aval de Chavre, so we're explaining that the Gemara is teaching us that if one person was obligated in multiple carbon toidas, one could cover the other. Aval de Chavre, if it was a carbon for somebody else, it would be possible. So ask the Gemara if that is indeed the halacha. So when Rabbi Eliezer said, Shlomim Hashem Toida Psula, there's somebody who brought a carbon shlomim and had in mind a toida that's possible, he could have even told us a bigger chiddush. Listen, Hashem Toida Hashem Toida, if you brought a toida for meaning somebody else's carbon toida, for Koshkein, Shlomim Hashem Toida would certainly be ineffective. And therefore, it would be effective. The Rishonim and Achronim point out that the Rambam says that a toida is considered a voluntary carbon. He says that there's no chiv to bring a carbon toida. And all the cases that are mentioned, that we just mentioned, are just examples when people brought a carbon toida, but not that it's obligatory. The Chasam Sofer was asked an interesting question. He says, as we just spoke about, the Torah speaks about all these people that braid a carbon toida. But when we look in the Pasuk, in Tehillim, Kuf Zayin, Pasuk Chaf Beis, the Torah speaks about all the cases, but one that goes over the sea is mentioned separately after the carbon toida is mentioned. So he says that, why is the Torah putting into two groups? To teach us only somebody who did one of the first three situations is chayiv, not the fourth. The Grossari says that even though the Pasuk, as we've just been speaks about many cases where you chayiv a carbon toida, it's not limited to those cases. He says anyone who feels that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him and saved him is an individual who should bring a carbon toida. So the question that I saw the Pesukim discuss is, let's say you have in shul two people that are chayiv in Birchas HaGoymel, but their chayiv in Birchas HaGoymel come for a different reason. One was sick and he came well, and one traveled over the sea. Can one make the Birchas HaGoymel to be mitzi the other person? So Rabbi Kiv Eger and the Gilyan, Rabbi Kiv Eger, the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish Yotes, Sif Aleph, says that the Mavarak Birchas HaGoymel Ashay Yechayel V'Nisrapa. He speaks about this case. If somebody is saying a Birchas HaGoymel because he was ill and got better, V'yesham Echot Shuchay V'Birchas HaMavazol Ashayelich V'Midbar, and you have somebody else that has a chiyah because he traveled in the Midbar. And Rukvega says, mistapik b'seifa or gedolim, the tachashen yochel lehaitzi. So he says that it's not clear. Mishnah Brura doesn't at all mention this question. And the Urim Gedolim, if you look into the Sefer Urim Gedolim, he actually quotes our Gemara, where somebody brought a carbon taida for, got mixed up his carbon taida with somebody else's carbon taida. And the Gemara, and we have the Machlokes in our Gemara, is it considered Shina Kodesh or not? And the question is, perhaps, says the Urim Gedolim, that the same should be regarding Birchas HaGomel. Whatever's the halacha in our Gemara by the two carbon taidas should be the halacha by the Birchas HaGomel. The Chassam Sofer, and the Shalos HaTshuvos Chassam Sofer, Or Chaim Simen Nun Aleph, tells us a story that there was a big Talmud Chacham. His name was Chacham Shapsi Elchanan. He traveled overseas. He arrived safely. And when he came and he arrived, he was taken to the Beis HaKnesses with much fanfare. And there was a Rav there who got up and said Birchas HaGomel. And there was a very big tumult in the shul, says the Chassam Sofer. Can you say Birchas HaGomel at night? Birchas HaGomel was suggesting now corresponds to the carbon taida. And we know a carbon taida, like any other carbon, could only be brought by day. Says the Chassam Sofer that actually, he says, but the Evid, it's acceptable. One reason he explains that we said a moment ago, that the Birchas HaDor on Yod HaYam may be different than the other things. But then he also suggests, as we just said, that the Birchas HaGomel is not necessarily travel together with the Halacha of Karban Taida. And even though Karban Taida cannot be brought at night, that doesn't have anything to do with the Birchas HaGomel. The reality is, the Chassam Sofer does, however, paskin that the halacha of that the Birchas HaGomel should not have been said by night, it should be said by day when somebody gets an aliyah by the Sefer Torah. But we see clearly that the Chassam Sofer is not limiting himself to say that the Karman Toida has the Birchas HaGomel has the exact same halacha as Birchas as the Karman Toida. The Sefer Chashuki Chemed discusses that there was somebody who was a immigrant from Chutz Laretz, and he was able to come to Eretz Yisrael, and he comes to Eretz Yisrael, and the question is, does this person make a Birchas HaGomel? He says that when somebody comes under such circumstances, it seems that he doesn't agree that a Birchas HaGomel should be said, because a Birchas HaGomel can be only said when the halacha requires that the halacha should be said. But on the other hand, he suggests that it certainly is an occasion for great thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this person was able to make it to Eretz Yisrael. And he says that the person should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu in public, and not only should he praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu publicly, he suggests a very interesting suggestion that he makes. He says that this individual should evaluate what is the value of a carbon taida b'zman hazeh, what is the value of such an animal, and he should donate that value to people who are sitting and learning Torah. The similar question that I saw that the Paiskim say, and it's again very connected to our discussion here, if somebody had multiple reasons to say Birchas HaGomel, so can he say one Birchas HaGomel? Does he have to make a separate Birchas HaGomel for every situation? The reality is, it's also connected. What would be the halacha regarding a carbon taida? If somebody has a number of reasons to bring a carbon taida, can he bring one for all? And even if we'll say that you can't bring one carbon taida for all the situations that this person is experiencing, but we also just finished saying that the Birchas HaGomel may be different than the Birchas HaDah, and if even though it might not be effective, it might not be effective for the carbon taida, and he's going to have to bring a separate carbon taida for every situation that he experienced, but he may be able to bring a carbon taida, he may be able to say one Birchas HaGomel. It's also, as we speak about the whole concept of carbon taida, I saw that the Rabbeinu Bechaya suggests that if somebody is a chassan, that on the day of his chasana, he would bring a carbon taida. It's a time to thank Hashem. I once saw that not only did the chassan bring a carbon taida, but even his parents would as well. Says the Gemara Itma. I'm sorry. Says the Gemara. Amar. So the question is, if back to our Gemara, that why does the Gemara have to teach us a case? Ask the Gemara. That Shlomo Shem Taida's puzzle. The Gemara could have told us that if one person's Taida was brought for another person's Taida, it's puzzle. And certain, why did the Gemara have to teach us that case of Shlomo Shem Taida? Answers the Gemara, Shlomo Shem Taida today, it's okay. The Chiddush is that if we would have said that a Taida can't be brought for somebody else, if I'm a Chayiv Karm Taida can't be used for somebody else, Sakadat Chemina Taida Kruya Shlomim, Shnaman Namik Kruyim Taida. Since Shlomim and Taida are interchangeable, and therefore if I am a Chayiv of both a Karm Taida and a Karm Shlomim, I would think that they may be interchanged, teaches us Kamash Malan that a Taida Ikru Shlomim and a Shlomim, a Taida is Ikra Shlomim, but a Shlomim is Lo Ikra Taida. The Sefer Siach Sarfei Kodesh says that the Gemara here is teaching us that certainly Taida Shloi Lishma Shinu Kodesh is possible. And he asks that why don't we always have an obligation, don't we have the ability to bring a Karma Taida, as we said earlier, as in the Dava? And if we have the right to bring it as a nedava, so then why is a pasul shlo lishma? I always have a reason to bring a carbon taida, says the Avni Nezer. Yes, every minute we have a reason to thank a Kadosh Baruch Hu ani secha shebechol yoyim. Says the Avni Nezer, if somebody brings a carbon taida and he's just thanking a Kadosh Baruch Hu, just wants to express a thank you, that indeed, says the Avni Nezer, that carbon taida would not have a problem with shlo lishma. The issue in our Gemara, he suggests, is that in our Gemara, the person who's bringing the carbon taida in our Gemara is a person that designated it for a specific reason and for a specific individual. Then the halacha is stricter that we have to be worried that it should be brought properly. Amarava. That means if somebody was magdish an animal for karma chattis because he ate chalev, and instead of using it for that purpose, it was used if somebody ate dam, the loch is kshera. L'shem oila, but if when the karma chattis was brought, it was brought l'shem oila, then the loch is possible. And of course, I saw that the obvious question is, that isn't this a din that we learned in the Mishnah? We began the Masechta that the Chata Sheshachta Shalai Lishma is Psula. Says the Sefer Eitz Chaim that as we've been discussing in our Shiur, and we'll discuss it in our Shiur today as well, the Oila is Mechaper and somebody who violated a mitzvah's assay. And he says that if an Oila is Mechaper on somebody who violated a mitzvah assay, certainly the chattis, he says a very bechiddush, would also be mechaper on somebody who violated a mitzvah assay. And therefore the Gemara is suggesting this person designated a carbon oila because he violated a mitzvah assay. And the Gemara's question is, he does that the chatas should work for that purpose. But not a Gemara saying, not, why not? Says the Gemara, because the Pasuk says, V'shachar Yisrael l'chatas, Amar Rachmana, chatas l'shem, chatas nishkata, only if the Karmel chatas was brought as a Karmel chatas, is it fine? L'shem Eilu P'sula. V'amarava, chatas l'shachta al mi she'mechoy b'chatas. They don't have in mind the true owner of this Karmel chatas, had in mind somebody else who's obligated in the Karmel chatas. P'sula. However, al mi she'chayv Eilu, if the chatas was brought for somebody who's chayv a carbon oil and not chayv a carbon chatas kshera. My tama, why is the halacha that if you shechted it for another individual's chayv a carbon chatas, it's possible? What about, why if you shechted for somebody who's chayv a carbon oil, it's not possible? V'chipa olav, olav aloy chaveroi. But when is there a problem if you shechted it for somebody else? It's only in a case, suggests the Gemara, chaveroi dum the day, that the person I had in mind is in the same category, and I am, that both of them chayv kapar kamaisayim. And the way I saw the Rishonim explain this Gemara is very similar to something that we learned earlier in the Masechta about minoy machriv, she'ena minoy ena machriv, on daf gimel. V'amrav rav, chata shachta mi she'ena b'chayv klum, says the Gemara, if you have a shechta karm chatas on somebody who's not chayv any carbon, tzedah loch is psula. She'en l'chadim yisrael she'ena b'chayv esay. There's nobody, every Jew is chayiv for violating a mitzvah, say. As we said a moment ago, the chatas is mechapen, somebody violated an essay, because kal chaymer, if al chayiv increases mechaperis, al chayiv essay loy koshke. So, says the Gemara, that turns out, so when I'm bringing a carbon, somebody, and bring the carbon chatas for somebody else, I'm bringing it for somebody who also is chayiv in that carbon, presumably. And since he's also chayiv in that carbon, presumably, it's bar minoy. Lememr de bas minahu. Says the Gemara, v'amarava chata sheshachta mishishchata chatas psula. But we just learned the mishachayiv oilek sheira. So the Gemara's question is quite obvious. Shechting it for somebody who's chayiv oila, shechting it for somebody who's not chayiv anything, should not be any worse than shechting for somebody's chayv a carbon oil. And if we learned a moment ago that you shechted for somebody's chayv a carbon oil, it's kosher, because as we said, it's lav mino. So certainly shechting it for somebody who's chayv a carbon chatas, shechting it for somebody who's not chayv a carbon, if you shechting for somebody's not chayv anything is a problem. So certainly shechting for somebody who's chayv a carbon oil should be, a problem, says the Gemara, Mekivil and Mechapra, Mekufi Mechapra. The Chatas is not really forgiving on somebody who violates a mitzvah, say, a full-fledged Kapara. Only a lighter type of Kapara. So therefore, if you brought a Chatas for somebody's Mechuyiv a carbon oil, it's not enough of a Kapara by bringing this carbon Chatas. And therefore, it's considered lav minoy, and since, because he already designated a carbon oil, in a case where somebody has a full-fledged obligation, a carbon chatas can't take care of what you designated the carbon oil for. And therefore, you're going to bring a carbon oil, and the chatas that's brought for that oil is kosher. But if somebody did not designate yet a carbon oil for the averus that he did, so now the carbon chatas can help. And since that karma chatas can help, that's why if you shechted it with the wrong machshava, it's possible. V'amarava oil sheshachta shloi l'shma, osu lezuk dama shloi l'shma. We had this halacha at the beginning of the Masechta. If somebody brought a carbon oil shloi l'shma, even though as we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, the carbon is kosher, but doesn't give you a right to do the zrik stam shloi l'shma. And says the Gemara Yibay say Makra, Yibay say Masvara. The basis for this halacha can be said either through a pasuk or through a svara. Ibay say makra, as we quoted twice already at the beginning of the Masechta. The pasuk says, "Maitzis v'secha tishmar v'sayis kash nadat l'Hashem l'kecha nedava." Now, as we've said many times, if somebody says "Hooray Eli carbon," that's a neder, and if he designated an animal for the carbon, and something happens to that animal, he still has to bring a different animal. However, if somebody did a nedava, then it's by saying harei zu carbon. If something happens to that animal, then the halacha is he doesn't have to bring another animal. So now this pasuk is sort of difficult. The pasuk begins with the word neder, v'sisa kash nedarta, and then the pasuk changes to nedava. The Torah is saying, if you made a neder and you brought it properly, then you'll get credit. If not that you brought it properly, it'll be considered like an adava, and you won't fulfill your obligation. But the fact that the pasuk calls it an adava, the carbon that was brought shaloi lishma, that means you have to still bring it properly. Ibais emek svara, then the Gemara says, the reason we know you can't do more shaloi lishma is mishum deshanimba, because you did something wrong. Does that give you the right to do more wrong? As says the Gemara, the Reish Pirka, and we learned this at the beginning of the Masecht already. If somebody designated a carbon oilam passed away, and as we've been discussing, his yorshim bring that carbon oilam, shachta b'shinei kodesh, if it was brought with shinei kodesh, psula, it can't be brought, and they're going to have to bring a different carbon oilam. B'shinei b'aylam, but it was brought b'shinei b'aylam k'sherim, because there can't be, suggest the Gemara, a concept of shinui b'aylam, because there is no b'aylam lachamisa. Rapech b'reid rav ami yesh b'aylam lachamisa, the owners are considered owners even lachamisa. Amalei rav ashla rapech b'reid rav ami, dafka kama ma yesh b'aylam lachamisa, when he says that yesh b'aylam lachamisa doesn't mean full-fledged, and therefore, if the carbon was not brought for the proper people, then just like we learned from the beginning of Masechta, lo'olu l'baal m'shem chayve, it doesn't count, and you're going to have to bring another carbon. Or maybe it's not considered full-fledged like shinei b'aylam. The yorshim become the owners of this carbon, and if the carbon is brought on their behalf, it works for averus that they did. But if it wasn't brought l'shma, we won't have to bring another carbon, because these individual, the Yarshim, never donated a carbon. Amalei, Rapechus for Ami said that Dafka Kamina, Yesh Shinu Baylam Lachamisa, and if it was not brought for the name of the Yarshim, they have been considered that they're obligated in that carbon, and since they're obligated in that carbon, if something went wrong, they have to make it up. Vamarava, Rava says another halacha. Oil adayon hi. The oil is, even though we've been speaking that the oil is mechaper, if somebody violated a mitzvah, so say, the halacha is that he really has to do tshuva. After he does the tshuva, he could bring a gift. It's just like somebody, says Rashi, who sinned against the king, he first has to do whatever he can to get the king to forgive him. And after that, when he comes to see the king himself, he brings a gift. Says the Gemara, Hechidami. Says the Gemara, what does that mean? Either like a tshuva, asked the Gemara, if there was no tshuva, so then how could the carbon be effective? Doesn't the pasuk say, Zevach Rishoyim Toeva? V'idike tshuva, and if he did tshuva, Hatanya Ova Mitzvah Zasei V'shav, if somebody violated a mitzvah Zasei, and he did tshuva, Lezaz Misham, Kodesh Baruch Hu, in his infinite rachmanis, is Michael him. Says the Mashma, I mean, no, the mechila happens through the tshuva. That's how this person has the mechila. What the Gemara means to say is, this is a way of Dayan who are giving a gift. So I saw that the Mefarshim try to understand, what does it mean, loizoz misham, that he doesn't move from there. So we know that the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva says that when is a person considered about Tshuva, Baisa, everything has to be the same. He did the Tshuva under the same circumstances they did the Aveira, but this time he didn't do the Aveira. So Pshat is Loizoz Misham, he doesn't leave from there because he's in the exact same place, and that is a demonstration that his Tshuva is, that is a demonstration that his tshuva is truly a sincere tshuva. Says the Gemara, Chatos Ami Mechapa Oil Al Acha Doron Simen. Tayin Amehachi says the Gemara of Shimon, Chatos Lama Ba. Why, says the Gemara, why is the carbon Chatos brought? So says the Gemara, what's your question? Lama Ba, why carbon Chatos is brought? The carbon Chatos is brought, L'chaper. As we've been learning, the carbon Chatos is what brings a kapara. What's your question? Says the Gemara, the question I'm asking is Lama Ba Lufnei Oila. Why, if somebody is chayiv two kabonis, the chatas and oila, is the oila brought, is the chatas brought first? Says the Gemara, the marshal is bepaklet shenichnas. First, the person has his lawyers go to the king and reads a praklet. After the praklet accomplished, then nichnas daron achrav. Then you bring the gift, and that's why the chatas is always brought before the oila. The pasuk says, "Parba mechatas lechatas v'ayla oila." The carbon oila represents ahava. The carbon chatas, says the Ahava Shalom, represents yira. And we know that the halacha is that you always have to do yira before ahava. And since you always have to do yira before ahava, chatas represents the yira and then the chatas. The Shulchan Aruch says in Aruch Chaim Siman Aleph Sif Hey, V'toiv Loimer Kol Yom Parshas Oyla Mincha Shlom V'Chatas. And the Magen Avraham asks, why does the Shulchan Aruch say Oyla before Chatas? We just learned that Chatas comes before Oyla. So I sort of the Sefer Avodas HaGashuni answers that the Gemara Masechet Menachos says the Be'idin Rischa, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset, Manish La Mitzvah Asay. So when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, there was no problem of mitzvahs asay. They brought the kabbanis, and the kabbanis were able to take care of any mitzvahs asay that were violated. So that's why they didn't have to worry about the oil, they had to worry about the chatas. But now that we get punished, even for mitzvahs asay that are violated, then we go first to the oil, which is the easier kapara, and then we work our way up to the carbon chatas. I saw the pasuk says that the Pnei Menachem points out that when Noach left the teva, the pasuk of even Noach mizbeach v'yal oilus. Why did he bring oilus? Because the world, explains the Pnei Menachem, had a full fledged kapara. The kapara was through the mabel. Noach came into a world that was completely purified. So there was no need to bring, there was no need to bring a carbon chatas. But the carbon oila, to bring a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had saved him, that was something that was necessary. The Gemara just taught us also the halacha is that Zevach Rishoyim Teva. Somebody who's a Rasha, his carbon is not accepted. And I saw that the Sefer Chashuki Chemed has a discussion. If somebody did Averis, he did Tshuva, but does he have to bring, can he bring carbon even though he is not a full-fledged Tshuva? And of course, as the Rambam says, that the Rambam writes that if somebody is not considered about tshuva, at shiyarolov yedid tulum zakol kadosh baruch hu kav yachol could say testimony shiyash shloyoshev lach toid that he won't do any more averus. So the question is, this to be on that level is a very high level. So can we accept a carbon from such an individual if we don't take a bonus from a rasha? So he says, as long as the person was sincere at the moment that he brings the carbon oila, that's enough. And he brings a raya from a famous Gemara in Masechta Kedushin. He says that the Gemara in Masechta Kedushin says that if somebody is Mekadosh a woman, Amnasha and Itzadi Gomer, Afilu Rosh Gomer, if the person says, I'm being Mekadosh this woman on the condition that, on the stipulation that I'm a tzaddik, but he's really a Rosh, Mekadoshes. Kashema here at Shuva Belibai. So let's think about that. What kind of a tshuva is that, that the person thought for a moment in his heart that I'm doing tshuva? It's clearly an insufficient tshuva. But why is he considered a tzaddik gomer? The reason is that he brings that it's considered about tshuva, even if he did tshuva for a moment. And that's what the Gemara meant to say. And that's why, as long as the person, at the moment that he brought the carbon chatas, he was sincere, that is going to be sufficient. But we learned in the Mishnah that all kabbanas that are brought shalai l'shma, kosher, el shalai ola ba'alim shem chayva, the owner doesn't get credit, chutz min ha'pesach v'chatas. Ask them ha'pesach minolan, how do we know this halacha by Pesach, that the carbon pesach has to be brought l'shma? It says, ma d'ksiv shamas chadish ova v'sisa pesach l'shem al-kecha, she'ei kol siyos l'shem Pesach. That a carbon has to be brought truly l'shem Pesach. Ask the Gemara, ask the Kanshini Kodesh, that when you bring the carbon Pesach, you can't be thinking about another carbon. But ask the Gemara, Shini Balam and Nolan, how do we know the halacha by Shini Balam? Answer the Gemara, Ksev Amatem Zevach Pesachu, Shtei Zvich l'shem Pesach. Says the Gemara, Im Ene Inyan l'shini Kodesh, because we already had a pasuk to teach us that Shini Kodesh is an issue, Tenei Inyan Shini Balam. Ask the Gemara, but the halacha in Kodeshim, is that in order for halacha to be absolutely essential, the Torah has to say the pasuk twice. So ask the Gemara, if it only says it once, it's l'mitzvah, it's the right thing to do, but it's not absolutely essential. So says the Gemara, if that's the case, ashkhan l'mitzvah, l'ak minalan, how do we know that this is absolutely essential? Says the Gemara, "Amakrav zvach to Pesach l'Hashem al-kecha." From here, we learn that it's ma'akiv. Machlo safra, hi zvach to lahochidasu. Is that what this pasuk is coming to teach us? Hamaboy lechav Nachman asked the Gemara, "Don't we need it for what Rav Nachman taught us?" Domer Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Bavur, menayim l'maisa Pesach. If somebody designated an animal for Karm Pesach, it got lost, and they found another animal, and now the first one was found. What do you do with the first one? Another pshat is, if you separated money for Karban Pesach, and you did not use all of that money for the Karban Pesach, says the Gemara, how do we know that that money or that animal's Karv Shlomim? Shnem v'zavach the Pesach l'shem, alakach et son ha'bokar. V'loy ein Pesach bo'al ha'makvasim min ha'izim. The Karban Pesach doesn't come from Bokker, the Kan L'Moysa Pesach, to teach us that the Moysa Pesach funds are used L'Dav HaBom and HaTzoyim and HaBokker, that it should be used for carbon that comes both from Tzoyim and Bokker. And what is that? Shlomim. El Amar Safra. So back to our question. How do we know that this halacha is absolutely essential? El Amar Safra Zavach the Pesach L'Chrav Nachman. But how do we know to teach us the Moisa Pesach is brought as a carbon shlomim? Shmar Eschad Hashem v'sisa Pesach l'mitzvah b'shina kodesh. V'mat zav Pesach b'shina ba'alim l'mitzvah. That l'chatchili should not bring a carbon with the intention of shina ba'alim. Who? But the Torah uses the word who, la'aka ben ha'chvacha, to teach us that both by shina kodesh and b'shina ba'alim, it's absolutely required. But ask the Gemara, Ashkhan, these psukim speak about the zvicha, the shechting of the carbon. Shar avodis minolan, how do we know by other avodis that it's also ma'akif? Says the Gemara, however, goli goli. That since the Torah told us that this is the halacha regarding the zvicha, the shechita that shina kodesh and shina balam are issue, we learn from there to everything else as well. Vashem, however, goli goli like, I mean, we don't take such an approach. Ella avoidus benolan. How do we know that all the avoidus are bringing a karma Pesach have an issue of shina kodesh v'shina ba'alim? It says, "Madiksev zoyis tayr la'olam minchal chatus l'ashem l'muim zevach hashlamim." The Tanya in the Brisa says, the next pasuk says karbaneim. The pasuk says, "B'yoyim tzavoyis b'nei Yisrael akris karbaneim zebachor ma'isa Pesach hakisha kosev l'shlamim." The Torah connects the Pesach to Shlomim. Ma Shlomim ben Shina Kodesh ben Shina Balam bina la mitzvah. From there we know that certainly a carbon should be brought without a Shina Kodesh or a Shina Balam thought. Afkol, so here we learn that all kabbonis, including the Karban Pesach, ben shein kodesh ben shein b'ilan l'mitzvah. So b'shlomim. And then, just like the shlomim, ma shlomim, and when we speak about the shlomim, when is there a problem? When should it not be brought shalom l'shma? Ma shlomim ben zvicha ben shar avodos l'chalak ben l'mitzvah. And regarding every part of the carbon, the aloch is that it has to be brought with the proper machshava. So once we know, says the Gemara, that by the Karban Pesach, it's treated like the Karban Shlomim, and actually more so, that the Karban Pesach not only is Shloi L'Shma a problem, but it's even ma'akiv, then that's how we, then it's for all the avodes. So it says, if that's the case, why do Elohu, why do we need what the Matim Zev HaPasach, who Lomali? Says the Gemara, Kiratanya, Nama Pesach, Hu, Bishkita, Lakav, Avil Oshem, Loi, Nama Bu, Ela, Achak, Taras, Murim. The Torah used the word Hu by Oshem only after the carbon is, the Taras, Murim, which as we learned and going to learn is not an essential Avaida. Hu, At, Malay, Hukter, and Murav. So, we know, Karban Oshem, if you didn't bring it, it's, the Emurim, it's still kosher. So, Kaktara, certainly, when Shloi L'Shma will not disqualify the carbon, the car will not be disqualified for doing anything shloi l'shma, ela shloi olo l'balam l'shem chayvah.